What do you remember about this neighborhood?
Well, like I say, I worked in a grocery store and had a real good friend that and met her by accident. She was a daughter of the grocer. And in those days, we didn't have a telephone, so my mother wanted me to call my aunt, so I went down to the store to use the to see if I could use their phone, and found out it was the girl in there was a girl that I'd been in first grade with at Woodlawn School. And we had gone to the same school at Woodlawn for about 3 years, and then both of us had moved away. Then we met back at the grocery store and have been friends ever since.
Where was that grocery store located at?
The corner of Commercial and Failing. The interesting thing about that grocery store, as compared to the ones you have now, when you went into a grocery store, there was a counter, and you walked up to it, and you'd tell them that you wanted a box of Rice Krispies. Well, you had to go back and get it in the back of the store and bring it out to you. Like getting dried beans or rice, we'd have to go back into 100-pound sacks of it and sack up 2 pounds of rice or 2 pounds of beans. And then you'd want a pound of butter, so you'd get in a cold case that they had and get out a pound of butter. You put all these things together, and then you'd add them up. I worked about, I think it was about 2 years before they enlarged the store enough that we could then, people could go and gather their things, but they could only carry a basket. It wasn't big enough to have the big fancy baskets they have now, just ones you carried on your arm. So it's real different than what it is now.
What were the countries of origin of the people in your neighborhood when you were growing up?
There were Polish and Finnish people that I particularly remember waiting on in the store.
Do you remember any of the shops along Mississippi Avenue or Williams Avenue?
Oh, yes, yes. They had a movie house. I think it was the Rio Theater, I believe. And then there was a dry goods store that we'd go in there and trade. And then I sang in the Pilgrim Congregational Church, and we used to stop at Phipps's and have lime rickeys after choir practice on the way home.
What is a lime ricky?
Well, it's a soda pop.
Oh.
When we were little, we had Kirby Street had kind of a tar finish on it. It was real smooth. And we used to like to come down there to roller skate. That was in the 30s.